ASF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs on our website.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for open mic on Thursday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. PST. So I hope you guys are feeling well on this wet Thursday. I'm honestly not mad at it because I'm not sure if you were out in the streets on Saturday, but it was cold. It was cold for me. I'm like, today is much warmer, much bearable. Saturday I was out and about in Vancouver, and I wasn't here for the weather. I'm being serious. So, but I was happy to be out. Reason being is I ended up going to the Kulch in East Van, and it was for the Black Spaces Summit Symposium to hear a panel talk called Roots of Resilience, Afro-Indigenous Foods, and Reciprocal Land Practices. The summit was a gathering curated to amplify and promote the African descent community, heritage, and culture. So there were three panelists, and they were all leaders in farming and cultural preservation, plus they shared their knowledge of food and land traditions. So I was really lucky. I got to hear from Toyin Kayo Ajayi. I hope I said it correctly. He's a Nigerian-Canadian farmer, agricultural and food sovereignty activist. He's a business consultant, mentor, entrepreneur, and a music enthusiast. He's also founder of the Canadian Black Farmers Association. And then another panelist was David Katzel. He's a South African Canadian farmer and food activist. He's also the Farm Folk, City Folk, and the Bada Family Initiative Seed Security and Exchange Program Manager and Regional Coordinator. Say that 1,000 times. And then to round off the panel, I heard from Renata Poulton Kamakura, who's an urban ecologist and current postdoctoral fellow at UBC. They primarily work in the U.S. on issues related to urban forestry. So the discussion was fantastic. It touched on so many topics that I'm passionate about. As you know, I'm all down for having conversations around food insecurity, food sovereignty, and food cultural preservation. The summit was put on by Black Space Media, and they're a Vancouver-based production company and artist incubator that specializes in creating content and transformative experiences for individuals, businesses, and communities. This was the first time that I attended a Black Space Media event, but it won't be the last. In fact, they actually have another event happening this Saturday, October 25th, called Redefining Possibilities, Creative Leadership and Community Engagement with Black Mental Health Week. It's an online workshop from 1 to 3, and if you want to join, check out their website at blackspacemedia.ca, and you should be able to register and sign up. Now let's get into some music. So I haven't been outside in a few hours, but I got to the station around 10 this morning, and it was a little wet. It was much warmer than, like I said, Saturday. I have to, you know, bring that up because I was shooketh. But regardless of the fact that it is warmer today, I am still feeling like a craving for like hot chocolate, a Vietnamese coffee. If you haven't had one of those, do yourself a favor, chai latte, hot ciders, that type of thing. So I've got a bunch of dope tunes that I found this past week, and I'm going to start off the first set with Latin Vibes. There are going to be two tracks by an artist named Carol with a K, G.
Sí, pero confirma que esa relación ya se odió. Es que ayer la vi en persona, que Ave María, cómo se le ve la soltería a esa bebé. Hey, se siente mejor sin él, por eso.
Soñé otro mundo. soñé de mi luna que no se rendía y que a mi gato le decía, soñé otro mundo tan lejos y tan cerca, soñé otro viaje, tan lejos y tan cerca, Pacífico soñé tu sol, siempre toca y llega. Zapato y así yo vivo donde quiero. Tengo mi casa en un zapato, me lleva por el mundo entero. Tengo mi casa por el camino, que me lo dijo un caminero. Tengo mi casa en un zapato, que me la hizo un zapatero. De suela ruina que cuando llueve se me patina y va camina por el sendero. Quiero maca mi zapato viejo, costeño, paisa, rolo, caleño, y cada día me río porque si no me muero.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
So we just heard from Carol G. Again, Carol with a K, and she brought us two tracks. The first one was Sepuso Linda, and the second one was Viando por el Mundo, featuring Manu Chao. So now I am going to change things up a little bit, because Carol gave us some nice vibes, you know what I mean? Like, she gave us some nice vibes. And now I'm going to get us moving. If you are down for some chair dancing, get ready for it. Thank you.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
I hope you were chair dancing as much as I was. Let's go over what we had in this past set. We started off with Petit Biscuit. And they kicked us off with Everything in Its Right Place, because that's a true story. And I swear that I used to hear this track like all the time on TikTok. So when I stumbled on it in our digital library, I was like thrilled to share it because I'm like, I know this track. And then the second two tracks are from a Canadian talent called TDJ. So the first song from them is Shoreline, and the second one was Where Is My Angel? Now, I'm going to play a couple of reggae tracks because, again, I'm trying to channel warm vibes, beach energy, and all the things.
All right, all right, all right.